Okay, we're talking about fireplaces. If you were going to start a fire, you know, you might use this, that real rich pine wood that
Well, we could use shavings. You see, they cut firewood and after the meal, after he wasn't using the meal, they cut firewood right out there, and there's always chips and this and that, and twigs off trees, and shavings and whatever.
What is that kind of that's real rich, and you just light one end of it, and it'll...
That's pine.
Uh-huh.
But we don't have pine around here much.
Have you ever heard of kindling or lightwood?
That's kindling.
Okay.
That's kindling. I'll tell you, one time I had a preacher and his family down here to come home with me from church, and they were here in the room, and I had the fire ready just strike a match to light it. So I came in and when that went to burning, a snake crawled out. It had shed it, and it was just a beautiful cotton copperhead. Absolutely beautiful and clean. The thing had crawled up that, there was a big walnut tree out there, and one limb hung over, and it had climbed over there, and you know they hang their tail up on a limb, fasten it so it won't break, and then they jump out of their skin. And he jumped and came down that chimney. And there he was in there. And when I lit it here, it came out. Well, the preacher didn't. He says, oh, don't. I grabbed the shovel to kill it. He says, oh, don't kill that snake. Don't kill it. It's not poison. I said, Brother James, if you had seen as many copperheads as I have killed, you'd know that thing is poison. That's a copperhead that has just shed, and isn't it beautiful? He says, it's a shame to kill that pretty snake. It's not poison. Let him get him out. I says, oh, no. You don't know your snakes. I have killed so many copperheads on this place, I can't even count them. I don't even remember how many. It's been so many. He says, okay, I guess you're right if you know. So, I had him killed by that. I had his head smashed and carried him out. I've killed lots of snakes. I never do kill the races. And I kill chicken snakes. And one time, my brother Irvin, they were just young folks, he killed a cottonmouth. Not one cottonmouth. It was a copperhead, I mean. He killed a copperhead, and he threw it over the rail fence. And the little old baby snakes were going running out of that thing's mouth. he jumped over the fence. Went to stomping them. He had on shoes, and he stomped them as they came out. They're about 6 inches long. And they kept coming out. There were 12 of them. And he kept he yelling for me to come over and have him kill those snakes. I just laughed. I told him, you're doing a good job. Just go ahead. And I didn't get over there. I thought I'd be in his way. Two of us are stumping. That's right. Those copperheads swallow their babies, and they are in danger.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned a rail fence. Is that kind of fence that...
Mm-hmm. They were handmade rails, and they were fixed like that. It had rail fence there, and it had rail fence across there.
Uh-huh. What other types of fences?
We don't have any now. I don't have any fences. All my farm's down in soybeans,
mm-hmm.
and I just don't have any animals.
Mm-hmm.